Throughout the year, the University of Nottingham Students' Union have been encouraging students to vote. Whether it be through flyering or emails, the election has been impossible to miss. No one has been more visible than Community Officer Michael Attican, who says it's vital students vote.
We as students have a really big opportunity to become more meaningful stakeholders in our community. This year we've seen hundreds of conversations taking place by student volunteers asking their classmates, colleagues and constituents, what are the most important issues for you? And the politicians have listened.
Combining with Nottingham Trent University and New College Nottingham, Mike led a team from the university to form the first ever event which put the demands of students to local politicians. The Nottingham Student Manifesto covered a wide range of issues, from housing to finance, with students such as Elliot Chaplin getting the chance to make impassioned pleas to those in power for change.
I struggle financially. My parents, how much they try to support me, don't have a great deal of disposable income. And as a result, I myself have been struggling. There are many students out there that are in the same position as me, or in a similar position, each with their own individual circumstance. But currently, the individual needs of students are just ignored, with loans instead decided solely on the basis of how much a family earns, not till they're taken into account whether that family has multiple children, or if they still have children that they need to support and don't go to university. This needs to change.
The politicians have also made trips onto campus as they canvass for your vote. URN organised one of those events as those chasing power in Nottingham South came to ask the questions of students in the big debate. Other local politicians came into the URN studios to explain what they had to offer for students.
We've got another question from Katie, who's a third-year business student. She's interested in what your party is going to do for students if you get into power.
Something that we won't do for students is what's happening at Brunel University, which is to pay, which is to give £23,000 to people of just the one gender. I mean, other than that, I mean, we really don't have much to say about students.
Meanwhile, the University of Nottingham Students' Union president Harry Copson has begun election day by telling students to vote.
Recently, we've been meeting up with a lot of people locally to try and encourage them to consider students moving to the election. And one such meeting we had with an MP called Anna Soubry, who lives in Broxtowe. She's an MP for Broxtowe. She said to me that she wouldn't be going along to one of the events that our students were hosting because she thought it was more useful for her time to be spent in care homes speaking to older people. Now, we know that a lot of elderly people, a lot of older people vote, whereas a lot of students don't. And for me, it's really important that as a student, we have our voices heard at the ballot box.
If you haven't already voted or aren't sure where to vote, you can find out all of the information you need on the University of Nottingham Facebook page before polls close tonight at 10:00.